debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
We won't start till Blitz says Blitz. We're live.
We are not live. We're recording.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Record it. Record it.
Speed.
Speed on the cord.
Yep.
There we go. Hello. Welcome to today's podcast. And you know, this is the only place that you're going to be able to find this is right here. We don't put it anywhere else. It's the one thing that we don't whore ourselves out. We actually keep ourselves pretty tight when it comes to podcasts.
It's a nice change pace.
Speaking of tightness, flapping gaps tomorrow. On this very same podcasting forum, my sister and Anna talking like a couple little bitches. Get that, Anna.
Okay. After you.
You know what I really liked, Anna?
What?
I like when you got into that fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Ludacris? I've always loved that song. It's just such a fun tune.
When we were doing Bubba 199 on Friday.
Yeah.
Now, you have this song memorized because that's what you did for the Cox Christmas party.
Yeah,
right?
I had forgotten a lot of it, but I remember the chorus and
now,
the fun parts.
Did you catch shit for that?
No.
Or instead, did people come to you and say, damn, bitch, you're pretty talented. Like, we didn't think that side existed from you at all.
I don't think talented was the word they used. I think they just thought it was entertaining. So, but I did memorize all of the words. I was really fucking nervous. There was like a grand on the line, but I didn't get any.
Who got it?
Johnny B.
For what? Some stand-up bullshit?
No, he did. He sang as well. I believe it was all like karaoke. It was all singing.
Oh, you got fucked.
Yeah.
There was first, second, and third place, and I didn't place at all. I didn't get any money.
Hold Jesus. On. That really showed you how fucking.
Yeah, I thought I should have at least got third.
I bet Carmen got second.
No, I can't remember who got second. I know who got third, though. It was, do you remember Richard Denae? I don't know if he was there.
No, I don't know. Fuck
he was just
is.
A sales guy, and his wife did it.
What'd
duo.
He get? Like some Sonny and Cher
like 250.
Shit.
250, 500 yeah. grand.
You should have seen right there they hated you.
Oh, yeah, the fix was in.
Who hated you the most? Soul Brother Kevin? Do you have a pubic hair in your? Did you?
No,
did you
I had
blow
some dairy. I'm sorry. No, I didn't. Who hated me the most? It was really kind of a revolving door of hate, to be honest with you. But I would say probably SBK. The thing about SBK that would throw me off is that he would befriend me, and we would have like conversations, like just the two of us, for like an hour about like Gary Vee and shit. And we would really bond, or at least so I thought. And then, you know, when you think you're bonded with someone, you think you can kind of get away with a little bit more. So you make a joke about something, and then he would just, like, turn on me. And I'd be like, oh, shit. I thought we were buds.
Kind of like Blitz. Look, love
I'm
you,
not
love,
saying.
Love me, fucking. Love me.
Yeah, sorry. Yep, yeah, Blitz.
Mommy, I won't tell you this. I think that you're feeding the goats less snacks because I actually saw them.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I actually saw him eating some grass this weekend, which is a little bit rare for those fuckers.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
So you're still feeding them way too
many
snacks.
No, not at all. Not one bit. I don't know what Blitz was laughing at. I think it's because Anna was trying to give them cookies and hummus. I just give them
still
their
cookies.
Medication and just a little bit of, you know, stuff.
Hay or something?
Like yeah. What? Like what?
Oats.
Oh, okay.
And then obviously when we have fruit that we need to you know get rid of,
do they like fruit?
Oh, they love fruit. Everything likes fruit out there.
Like you could literally go out there and throw an orange.
Oh yeah,
they go fucking crazy.
They like nanas.
Yeah, I like to hand feed them sometimes too, like the strawberries or
like
the apples.
We're talking about our goats at our studios. By the way, we have a full blown goat deal out back with a pond and a little it's Lummy's ecosystem.
It's really nice.
Let me. Well, it's not really nice. It's we have some nice animals back there, but it's shitty conditions. Well, it's not shitty conditions, but it's white trash conditions.
Yeah. Which is on brand.
Yeah, for the goats.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we got a nice. The water's nice. Speaking of which, Lemmy, one of these days you and Jesus gonna.
Yeah, we're gonna de-out. We're gonna get after some of that. After
the Outer Banks now seems like it's getting a little weedy.
Yeah, well, it's getting low. The water hasn't rained in a while, so it's getting a little low now. Mm. So it's a good opportunity to toss it in and
turn that other pump on.
No, that you Blitz. You know that doesn't work. Is it me or is just Blitz just laying?
Hold
there
on, it does work.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it pumps.
It doesn't work for you know goddamn well it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work. You know that.
I mean, so, it doesn't pump out like a ton of water, but it's still
worth. It's not worth. Travis said it's not worth the electricity to run.
That part's true.
For the volume of water you're getting.
That part's true.
All right. Well, you know that you were not being positive when you were saying that. You were being kind of a smartass.
I mean, I wasn't trying to be.
But you're such a... Don't lie about when you're trying to be a smart... When I catch you in a smart... I've known you for 100 years. I know all your techniques, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, but now it's a...
Yeah, like today you got mad and threw a fit and took yourself off
no,
camera.
No, I really didn't.
But, Anna, how would you have interpreted it?
Oh, Bubba, why are you always trying to bring me into this?
Yeah, Anna,
Bubba,
what?
I don't like this.
Anna,
I don't,
what was your interpretation?
I don't like this, Bubba.
Anna, shut the fuck up and answer the question.
Yeah, answer the question.
What was your interpretation... Well, I did a little zinger on him, and then he turned the camera off.
Now, honestly,
like without fucking lying, yeah.
I just thought he was eating.
I was.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's right. But that's really makes me look like a fucking jobber because I have a no eating policy, and so you just take yourself off the grid and eat like that. Kind of. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but that really kind of makes me look like their rules don't abide by you.
I mean, others here were eating like crazy, and I was like, man, that looks delicious. So I had a couple chips. So I figured, well, 2 seconds off camera, no big deal. Eat some chips and be done.
Sure, who was eating like crazy?
Don't no, really.
I'm like a tattle on it.
Nobody has to, you know, listen to what I got to say. I don't mean nothing. None of my rules mean nothing. I just look stupid. I look stupid when you guys fucking face me up like that. Because if I flip out, then I'm Bubba Old School Flip Out. But if I'm Johnny Don't Say Nothing, then I'm Johnny Pussy Boy Don't Say Nothing. Oh, hold on. I'm watching Tyler's race from Saturday night.
Like I told you, buddy. Get it now, kid.
I think he's getting ready to catch.
Get it!
I was really into it. I think a caution comes out right when he makes a pass. By the way, this
did they
is
give him the spot?
No, they put him back one.
No.
By the way, we're watching from my Facebook, the Bubba Army, my Facebook. I did a live feed Saturday night of Tyler's 360 wing sprint car feature.
It's like I told you, buddy.
Here he goes.
He's
going to swing it outside. Here he goes. Boom. That's a slider right there.
Slider. Get Boom. A slider.
Woo. Oh, okay. The caution came out before the actual pass and all that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So.
No, is the restart single file or
side
by side?
Yeah, but here's the deal. The guy that was winning the race ahead of Tyler, His fucking header fell off.
Whoa!
During these parade laps,
so he had to pull in.
So Tyler inherited the
the
lead. That would be my next question.
Let me see here. And then it was just
right before the green flag. So Tyler.
And then it's just all over, but the fucking crying.
Yeah. These are 360s.
Yeah, 360s. Now I do gotta show you a couple. There was a couple fucking straight gangster lap traffic willies, man. Oh, right here. That I got really, really excited on and may have said some. So now we're starting to deal with lap traffic, which gets a little dicey at times.
And they're supposed to move over
because they don't know. I mean, you don't know where these motherfuckers are going. I think this is now. Now there's as you can see, there's a gaggle full of lap cars,
right.
And Tyler's got the guy that's on his ass a little bit.
Sure.
So watch this. This is one of the best. I think this is one of the coolest moves. I think I said some bad words. Now watch this. Comes in here. Look at this. Look at this. Now, do you know how hard that is for a fucking sprint car?
Yeah.
I mean, that is straight gangster for a sprint car. Yeah, you're right, Tyler. We're marking out to you a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're marking out to you a little bit. It's pretty. Have you watched this yet, Tyler?
Oh, like six times.
I marked out himself six times.
How'd I do on the, how'd I do on the commentary?
Very good.
And I'm pretty good on the fucking footage, too, buddy.
That's gangster. That's gangster shit. That's gangster shit right there, buddy.
All right, so I think.
Now, during that, those other guys are getting the move-over flag, right?
What's that?
Those other guys are getting the move-over flag, right?
Yeah, but they don't fucking break.
I know.
Let me see. I think this is. Are they racing yet? No, they got the cone and a yippee-yo. They take forever to race here. Hold on here. So anyway, go to my Facebook page and watch it if you'd like. I think you'll like it. A lot of people ask me, well, why doesn't, you know, Tony just step up and put him in a ride? Well, because NASCAR doesn't work that way anymore. NASCAR used to work, and this isn't a slight on Tony at all. This is just the business that it's this is what it does now. If Tony gives Tyler a ride, that's, you know, a $2 or $3 or $4 million check that he could usually get a dad to write.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that directly reflects his racing business, you know. And so what he would be giving Tyler for free is, you know, worth $3 or $4 million that you got, you know, 15-20 guys ready to write you a check for that. So it's, you know, you got to put your friendship aside at that point and say that's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just NASCAR used to be where you'd have you know, NASCAR owners and scouts and things like that go to tracks like where Tyler races on Saturday and see a guy like Tyler or Seth Geary or just some of these other young kids that are really up and coming, and they would go, hey, listen, we want to sign you a developmental deal, put you in the ARCA car. It was all free, you know, because they were giving this kid, they thought this kid was going to be something, and they were developing this kid, and then they would bring you up through the ranks, like maybe the Busch or the, well, I guess now the Xfinity Series, and then the Busch Series, you know, which used to be the Busch Series is now the Xfinity Series, and then they would bring you up, get you like some regional Wheeland late model series. They'd pay for everything. You were a sponsored driver by them, and then if they thought you had it, then they bring you up to the big leagues, to the, you know, to Winston Cup or you know, Nextel Cup or whatever they call it.
Right.
Back then. Now, that template does no longer work. Now it's kids that have, you know, driven simulators, really not driven a lot of, you know, not really cut their teeth on Saturday night short track racing throughout the country for the most part. Didn't William Byron or one of those guys, like, it was completely, he hardly raced real tracks at all, and he just was like a iRacing simulator guy?
William Byron, he was really big on iRacing, but I still think he raced a little bit before that, but he was really
He's
big
a big
on
iRacing.
Racing. Yeah.
Yeah. His dad owns Byron Financial or something like that. So, you know, that's the way it is now. Your dad writes a check and you get a shot. You know, there's no more going and, you know, which would be completely absurd. No other sport is like that. Like if you're, you know, like Lemmy, if you're a 6 foot, you know, 11, got 7 foot guy.
Oh yeah.
And you're going through the ranks of high school and college. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, indifferent, and you can hoop. You can hoop.
Oh, you're going to your
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how much money your dad's got.
Yeah, William Byron started. He went to he saw a race on TV or something. Yeah, and then later attended a race at Martinsville.
Right.
And then he began iRacing simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was 15 years old, the first time he ever drove anything was a Legends car.
Yeah.
At 15.
My kid started when he was 3.
Whoa.
We've been from San Bernardino, California to Maryland and to Wisconsin to Albuquerque to all throughout this area. And we've been to, I don't know, probably a couple hundred different cities that we've raced in over the years, you know, doing it the old school way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I was Bubba Byron, I just could have put Tyler on the sim and wrote a check.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's no other sports this way. No, well, I take that back. I think there is some other sports that are kind of like college hockey.
I've heard
college hockey is like your dad has to kind of, if you're a tweener, like if you're a super duper guy, well then, but your dad can kind of write a check to the university and get you on the team.
Well, wasn't there like, I mean, whatever, but like lacrosse was like the one known for doing that.
Yep. And I think it's like I've gone to college hockey now. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're a 6'3", 255-pound linebacker that runs a 4.340 and can bench press a Buick, and you get recruited by Alabama and you go on to be a starter there, it doesn't matter how much or how much your dad has or doesn't have. You could be the poorest man in the world, and you're going to get a shot,
right? Yeah.
Based on your ability. But not, you know, not with racing anymore. Racing's write a check, and it's just sad. We really, really, you know, kind of got screwed up on our timing.
Mm-hmm.
If Tyler would have been, you know, around 10 years ago, we would have probably had a shot. But now it's just, but hey, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Tyler, even if it doesn't get, and I don't know that we've had this discussion before, but, you know, even if it doesn't get any more glamorous than you just being a regional guy, I think by the next couple of years, you're going to probably be a pretty sought-after regional guy to drive for somebody dirt-wise, like World Outlaw or All-Star. And those guys, honest to God, make pretty good livings. I would be completely content with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I don't even want to play the NASCAR game. I'd rather have you just be a World Outlaw, like, you know, like Hudson O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Where does Tyler see himself in, like, 5 years or so?
Yeah, where do you see yourself, Tyler? Kind of what I'm thinking?
Exactly what you're thinking.
Like a hired gun for like a World Outlaw late model team or a World Outlaw sprint car. That's the thing about Tyler, is that he can drive them both. And
right.
And I don't know why people haven't recognized that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Who won again.
Yeah. Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tools for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUBBA at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It is a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need to get a more precise shave or maybe some of those dark areas. Customize your trim through additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code BUBBA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code BUBBA at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. I'm working on, I'm not going to mention anything,
right. yep,
but
yep.
I'm working on getting Kyle Larson to my track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I know you asked him. He said, Larson, please.
Did not say any of that. Whew. We didn't even really. So, Tyler, congratulations on Saturday's win. If anybody wants to go watch it, it's on my Facebook page at the Bubba Army. And Tyler, you've already watched it 6 times?
At least.
How did your, I'm not going to mention any particulars, how did your dinner go?
It was very good. It was like the best steak I've ever had.
Yeah, you told me what it cost.
How much does your steak cost?
Ooh, buddy.
It was $35 for a 6 ounce.
Wow, that's pretty.
You can tell you're not, you weren't with your dad last night, no?
He didn't use a Longhorn gift card?
Or the Steak and Shake 4 for $4.
Yeah, when we went to the Indianapolis Racing Convention Blitz, there's a Steak and Shake right by our hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I go, Tyler, see that Steak and Shake? I said, yep. I said, well, we're going to be eating every meal there. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, because it's 4 for $4.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's a good deal.
And seriously, it was $4. I don't know if it's that way anymore now.
Right.
Probably not. Joe Biden probably, you know, cost of beef.
Yeah, fucked it up.
Oh, speaking of which, so I wore that Let's Go Brandon shirt. And then after 199, I went to Armature Works. And it wasn't very busy, especially by the time I got there and stuff.
You mean after Friday night?
Yeah.
So you are such a fucking pimp that after Friday night, we all go home, passing.
Yep.
You're out Armature Works, Willie?
I was.
Partying?
Ooh. Partying?
So, yeah, I was there for a while, and then I went.
Partying?
Partying.
Yeah.
And then I went and walked up and down Riverwalk a little bit, and it was
How late were you out till?
3:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Wow. Some parts of Riverwalk might not like that shirt.
You're right. I was kind of worried at a few points.
Down by
they
the
have, they have bicycle gangs every now and then. It looks like
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that you think you're tough, but when you got these 500 bicyclists, I mean, literally this downtown Tampa is... You'll be just no, and then there'll be like literally 200 bikes.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just come, yep. and they run the stoplight.
I know.
And they antagonize you, and they're trying to get you to hit them. No, yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them before.
Well, I was surprised. Like every other person that either rode their bike by or walked by, they were "Let's go, Brandon!" and like they would yell it. And then like the funny part is if they yelled it, somebody else that was like down the street would yell it back to them.
Just because it's
because it was on my shirt.
Well, it's a slug line now too, right?
Yeah. So, I hung out with some of the people, went to a bar, and blah blah blah.
Did you get anybody to put your shirt over?
Oh, everybody was
right.
Oh, like everybody I talked to was like, "Oh, I love the shirt." So then I went home. I was like, I washed it, and then I went to Armature Works at a car show the next morning, and I wore it for that. And I swear, like every other person that walked by, like commented on the shirt.
Here's what I don't understand: is that if this "Let's Go Brandon," which is obviously a "Fuck Joe Biden,"
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it that's what "Let's Go Brandon"
absolutely.
Means. If it's got this,
but
much
in a support, funny, like it's kind of funny though, like
yeah, it's actually kind of creative,
yeah, because not everyone really thinks "fuck Joe Biden." It's right. Just funny.
It's kind of a rib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I view it.
And it kind of is a rib, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people don't know what it means, but the majority of people do.
I was surprised how many people knew what it meant.
Yeah. But the majority of people do. And it's kind of, you know, if they had the same thing for Trump when he was a president, mm-hmm. and there was some kind of saying, I would think it was cute too.
Yeah.
I actually find it, you know, kind of cool when Americans come up with something that they're trying to say that they're really not trying to say, and it's
exactly.
kind of like a underworld cult-like kind of deal.
It's yep. an inside joke.
Yeah, it really is. But I don't understand with the like the support of that shirt and how unliked this guy is.
I know.
I don't know how he got in office unless, and listen, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, but I think they fucking stole it. I really do.
Yeah, I mean,
I really think they fucking stole it. That, or we are just going through an unbelievable changing of the times where you now have huge pockets of liberals that are going into each state, into the urban cities. Like, for instance, Georgia. Atlanta is what won Biden, Georgia.
That jet was low.
What's that?
That jet was really low.
Was there a jet just came by?
Yeah,
that was loud.
I didn't even hear it.
Me neither.
Plus, I'm trying. I got to poop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying is like you have these states that went Biden only because of literally a couple of sleeper cells, so to
absolutely.
Speak. Absolutely. Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phoenix. Texas barely went red, didn't it? Barely.
Yeah.
Barely, yeah.
It was close.
I think Houston is the big blue epicenter there.
A lot of the like kind of somewhat change, I mean, it hasn't been that long since he just got elected, but I mean, I see like a lot more younger people now, because it seemed like for a while, like if you talk to a younger person, it was definitely like they're definitely liberal, you know, screw Trump, whatever. But now it seems like a lot more of the young people, and probably because it's just cool and funny, whatever, to hate Joe Biden.
I think
I like after going to Riverwalk, like I met a few people and we ended up going to a bar in downtown, and like I was just talking to them, and it like same thing.
I think that it's, oh shit, look what we got.
Right.
I think they voted along party lines.
Yeah.
Not even know what they're voting for. And then it's, holy shit, this guy is the fucking buffoon that Trump said he was. And I'm not trying to get too political here, but this guy sucks. I'm just going to be honest with you.
He's a walking corpse.
He sucks. This guy sucks. Whether you like the next guy or not, I don't know what the fucking answer is, but I'll tell you what the answer is. Ron DeSantis. That's the answer. But this guy sucks. There's been so many better Democratic presidents. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's look at Obama. I mean, Obama, you can think what you want, but Obama kept the shit pretty, you know, we were pretty calm. We, you know, there wasn't any huge crisis. You know, you can whether you like, you know, the various things that he got done or not or whatever. But he still, you know, he was he wasn't that bad. I mean, you mean he might be your cup of tea, but he was. I'll tell you this: I'll take fucking Barack Obama any day over this buffoon.
Yeah, but, you know, and look, to be fair to Joe Biden, he was given a shit sandwich, not necessarily because of Trump or whatever, but just the whole situation.
No, the whole thing's a shit sandwich.
Of course.
So we need, you know, if somebody said right now you have the option to get this guy out and put Barack Obama in there for the remaining, I would say, fuck yeah, put him in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would. I'd put Hillary in there.
Oh, no.
Fuck yeah, we need some bitchiness.
No, the thing is,
we need some fucking dirty.
Here's the thing is, Joe Biden's evil. He just doesn't know it. She's evil and would try to be evil because she likes being evil.
Yeah, but I think she, I don't know. I'm probably not going to win any awards saying that, but I'll take anything than what we got. I'm just saying.
What we got?
Boy, Blitz, I dodged a fucking huge bullet Saturday night.
What happened?
I'm driving that F-350 diesel on the way home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm Johnny fucking, you know, let's get her down.
10 and 2 speed limit?
No. I'm Johnny. I'm Johnny. It shows 18 miles to empty.
Oh, yeah. Now, I love doing that.
Now, running a diesel out of gas
that's not
is
good.
Way different
yeah.
than running Tyler's bullshit little four-cylinder gas motor out of.
Sure.
I mean, it's Tyler ran out of gas on Saturday, and Tyler literally, those have electric gas.
Yeah, you turn a key a couple times, you're done.
I mean, Tyler, I think as soon as you turned the key and gave it a few, it started, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm in an F-350.
I mean, the worst thing is it doesn't cool the fuel as much, but whatever. Or, I mean,
I'm driving this F-350, and it's and I've driven it all the way down to 6 miles before
mm-hmm.
empty.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
I like to hit zero and see how far you can make it.
Yeah, well, listen to this motherfucker. So I'm driving this 2012 F-350 dually diesel
mm-hmm.
home from Volusia
yep.
on I-4. And I'm fucking running it. And I get to Lakeland, and it says 21 miles to empty.
Okay.
I'm like, well, fuck, that ain't nothing. I mean, whatever. Yeah. I'll back it down a little bit.
You can almost make it home on that.
Almost. So next thing you know, it has Ford's got these default codes, and it says, I've never seen this. I've never seen it. It says low fuel pressure.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean low? So now Blitz, at 50, Ford starts reminding you that you're low on gas.
Okay.
At 50.
Yeah.
So then at 30, they dinged me. And you have to hit the clear button. So at like 19, it dings me. I clear the code. And then another code comes up. It says low fuel pressure. I'm like, holy shit. Oh, fuck. Because I've ran a diesel out of...
Yeah, because you can actually damage it by doing that.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I've ran a diesel bone dry once.
Yeah.
And it do you know how I ended up getting it started?
You had to pull the fuel filter out and fill it up?
Yep.
Yep.
And Travis taught me this trick, my old tech guy.
Okay.
He took a beach towel and soaked it full of starting fluid.
Oh, wow.
And put it on the intake.
Okay.
But you had to hold it super fucking hard so it didn't get sucked up into the deep.
Sure.
Yeah, so he had to have it like fucking wiretapped, you know, wire tied mm-hmm, and everything. Mm-hmm. So I stop at the Marathon in the ghetto. What is that like? I-4 and I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, you're East Tampa area.
Bad.
Yeah.
But there's like two really crack hotels right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I stop there. No problem. I got 18 miles, Blitz. It says low fuel pressure, okay. But I got 18 fucking miles. So I fill it up. Well, I don't fill it up. My debit card only goes to $75,
right.
And I won't fill up shit nowadays, especially in a 28-gallon fucking diesel tank.
Yeah.
So, but I certainly got, you know, a whole bunch of fuel in there, like 3/4.
Yeah. Enough.
I go to start it. Nothing.
Uh-oh.
So then Ford gets into this default deal where it tries to start itself. Like, it'll keep. So if you turn the key and it won't start, unless you turn the key off, if you just let the key...
Oh, it'll try to refire?
It starts going...
Because it's trying to bleed the air out of the system.
Is that what it's trying to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's... So Ford takes it, it fucking takes over, so I'm like, oh, shit. I turn it off, I turn it back on, let it sit for a few minutes. And then as you stop turning it on, Ford then takes over again. It won't let you turn it off. And so finally, after, so I'm literally getting ready to buy some starting fluid.
Oh, no.
And maybe a towel of some type or rags, because I remember how Travis did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try one more time. And it motherfucking fired.
Nice.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah. Anna, have you ever ran out of gas before, Anna? Are you like...
No.
You've never ran out of gas?
No. Hmm. Ever.
Like, as soon as your car gets, like, quarter tank, you're like, oh, I got to get it fucking filled
I've
up.
I've had it, what I think were close calls, but, you know, little yellow gas icon shows up on the car, but other than that...
Like, but it's the minute that gas thing comes up, or do you go to your nearest gas
station?
Well,
yeah, but sometimes, there's been a few times where, I remember one time I was coming home from Horn Blasters, it was, like, really rainy, and it was, like, 301, and, and all the gas stations were closed. I can't remember why. There was, like, a power outage, and I was running out of gas, and that was kind of freaky, but other than that, no.
I guarantee you, like me and Blitch, I guarantee you've run down a lot.
Sure have. I used to have a F-150 that had dual tanks, and I thought I was, but I forgot to fill up the one tank, and I fucked myself.
Now you got two empty tanks.
Yep, I flipped over, and next thing I know, I'm still on the side of the road, so
those
are the good old days.
Tyler ran out Saturday night.
Yeah, because, you know, so he said that his still said he had plenty of miles left
18,
or whatever.
Tyler, was it 18?
It was 20 when it started to run out, and then it ended up being 18 when it
stopped. So my truck I have now, it does the same thing. It's a Ford. And, like, the second the gas light comes on, I have, like, 2 miles to get gas.
For real?
And it used to be, like, you know, 50. You normally go 50, 60 miles when the gas light comes on. But now, like, the second that light comes on, boy, if you don't get gas, you're done.
Yeah. Pumping gas sucks.
It does.
That's why I'm going to get me electric. I wish I could afford me a fucking Tesla. Mm. I look at my sisters. I'm like, man.
She's got such a cool life.
Yeah, she does.
You wouldn't want an electric truck, though?
Yeah, I would want an electric truck.
They're getting there.
They're getting there. But I wish I had enough money to have a nice, you know, like a nice sedan kind of deal. I've always, when I had money, I always had a nice sedan, like that Jag and my Benz and shit like that. And my F-150, I love my F-150. But, you know, you can't, I mean, who the fuck are you going to impress driving that? But I think my impressing days are over.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's okay. If you had the money right now, what would you buy?
Tesla.
Would you? Which one?
Same time Tara has.
Model S?
Yeah. What's a Model S go for?
Well, they're around 100.
Oh, fuck. I know. I guess I wouldn't be buying that. What's the payments on 100? That's all I need to know.
I don't know who's calling the warm line.
Is that a fax?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Sandy, and I'm giving you a call from the dealer service center.
Oh.
We recently noticed that your car's extended warranty was about to expire and wanted to give you one final courtesy call before your warranty expires and your coverage is voided.
Yeah.
This would make you financially responsible for all service repairs.
Oh, no.
Press 1 now if you wish to extend or reinstate your car's warranty.
Once again,
press 1 now or press 2 to be placed on the DNC or call 833-304-1447. Please hold while you are being transferred.
Let's see who this is going to be.
Hello, Bubba.
Hello, this is Bubba. You called my...
This is Brianna from the Warranty Division.
I know.
Can you please verify
my name is
here?
Bubba. My name is Bubba. You're on my podcast right now. How you doing? How you doing? I have a 2019 F-150.
If you want to stop these warranty people in their tracks, just tell them they're live on your podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Man, she hung up quick.
Yeah.
Not being
reported. If there's anything that you just learned from this particular podcast, is to how to get those motherfuckers to stop calling you.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Take their call and be like, you know what? You're live on my fucking, you know, million-person podcast. You don't even have to have a podcast. Just tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking community service for me, buddy.
Sure, that's free PSA.
It's a fucking free PSA, cuzzo.
Wow. What a bitch.
And Blitz, I was completely upfront with her. I'm like, hey, you're live on my podcast.
I know.
You called me. You called me on my motherfucking podcast. Mm-hmm. That gives me the right to put you on.
Now you're financially responsible for anything that happens to your truck.
I think I'm financially responsible for a lot of things I can't be financially responsible for. Hi, I'm financially responsible for shit that I can't pay for. What does that put me at? Fuck yeah, my warranty is going to run out. I know Rob Elder. He sponsors my show. He's supposed to be giving me some free body work.
I like that Jay saying in the chat. He's like, why don't you just call Rob and get a truck from him?
Yeah.
You think we're going to talk Dan into the Escalade?
Fuck no.
You don't think so?
Hold on. He's afraid to ask.
He flip-flopped
from what he said. I was going to call him out. But he was like, oh, yeah, not a problem. I'll just talk to her. Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. Yeah. And then Tate's like, I never said that.
I don't even know that she knows he's going yet.
She definitely doesn't.
That's the fucking problem.
Oh, okay. So he's waiting.
That's the problem.
You think there's anything wrong with this Porsche?
No. And he's probably going to be like, Bubba really needs me to go to this thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get blamed for it. It's like, hey, Romina, yes, Donnie, I'm going to be gone Thursday and Friday nights. What do you mean, Donnie? Bubba's got this mandatory meet and greet in Fort Walton Beach, and if I don't...
He made me go. He made me rent a plane. Yeah.
And I didn't... Rent a plane, Donnie. You won't even take our family on vacation to the Bahamas, Donnie, in the plane.
Oh, Donnie.
Oh, Jay's going to go now, too. You know, he's forcing it. He's forcing it.
Yeah, Bubba's such a dick. He's making... So fucking Jay's probably going to tell Candle that, too.
Okay, so what's the over and under on Jay going?
Oh, Dan doesn't think he's...
So I texted Jay all day long Thursday, and he's like, can I give you an answer tonight? Like, I swear, tonight I'll give you an answer. I'm like, okay.
It's making me nervous.
Right, because the guys in Orlando are like, hey, do we need to get a room or what?
It's just making me nervous in general.
Right, so
and
like...
I got to fucking poop.
Yeah, you got to poop. And Tyler has to poop too, he said.
I got
double poopins.
I got the dibs on where I usually poop.
Mm.
Tyler said he's got the green room.
Oh, he can poop in the green room all he wants. I just feel horrible. I didn't make out. I didn't work out today.
Oh no.
Fuck, I'm gonna work out tomorrow.
I'm going later.
What?
I'm going later.
Oh, this is Dan's Italian royalty-free mix.
Oh, okay.
Silly Dan.
Just roll this out.
I thought we hammered this down.
So is Jay going or no? What do you think?
I'd say yes.
I'm gonna say no.
Anna?
I say yes.
I say no.
Jesus?
He was getting ready to go pooping.
No. So, Anna, is your flight still good for...
As far as I know, yeah.
Would you rather be going with us, or would you rather be going to California?
I honestly wish I could do both. I'm really excited about my California trip, even though I feel like absolute shit. But I wish I could go with you guys.
Right, sure. Who would you room with if you had? Oh, here's a great question we can leave everybody with.
Okay.
If every one of us have two beds, I got two beds, Jay's got two beds, Dan's got two beds, Blitz has got two beds. Who do you stay with? Oh, that's a good one to leave you motherfuckers with.
Do you want me to answer?
I want you to answer, not only that, but I want you to answer honestly.
Yeah.
I'm tired of your fucking lying.
Okay. I'd room with Blitz.
That's all right. There you go. Fantastic. We'll see you guys tomorrow.